Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
BT, I know you have another football note you want to get to.
Yeah,
here.
Well, Bogut just had this in the update. Now, the name is not really surprising, nor is the situation, but this obviously could impact the Jets. So the Raiders have begun reaching out to teams about trading Davante Adams. Now, several people have this. I know the Las Vegas Review-Journal has reported this. Las Vegas is gauging interest and right now appears to be preparing to trade him. I guess there was a conversation last night where head coach Antonio Pierce hinted at this. This is not exactly news because there was a lot of thought that this would happen because we didn't think the Raiders would be very good. And if they're going to rebuild, why would you keep him around? And obviously the Rodgers connection, the Rodgers influence here. Hey, listen, Jets can't mess around here. That's the bottom line. You know, you don't see any chemistry right now with Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And at 2-2... with a beast of a slate coming up here in the schedule, any conversation that's being had right now between the Raiders and whomever, Joe Douglas, absolutely, you can bet you behind, is in the middle of this. Yeah. He must swing for this.
To me, it does nothing for them. Like that, the Jets' problems are so deep that, again, this is a fantasy move. Like, how many times have we got to learn before you realize it's not the move? That's not going to make the Jets better, Davante Adams. They need a real head coach. They need to build a foundation. They need guys to stop going with the false starts on the offensive line. You could bring in whoever you want. Get Altoon in here, Davante Adams. It's not going to fix the Jets' core issues. It's sexy, BT. Sure, it's exciting to think about Rodgers and Davante Adams. It's not the move that is going to change the Jets.
But it gives them a chance to win. I don't buy it. I don't disagree at the end of the day because I've always said, listen, if the Jets are going to win this year, they're going to win in spite of Robert Saleh. So I'm with you. I do agree with that. But think about the game this past weekend specifically. There were three times where Aaron Rodgers was expecting one route, and that route was not run. And if the route is run, and that comes into the, you know, the connection between quarterback mm-hmm. and wide receiver, that mental, you know, connection there, if that route is run, that's a first down, that's probably a Jets win. Because, you know, Garrett Wilson, they're just not on the same page. Now, I'm not saying that you trade Garrett Wilson for Davante Adams, but Sal.
But then Garrett Wilson's a bust of a pick. If you need to go out there and get Davante Adams, then that means Garrett Wilson is a bust.
Well, maybe it means he's not going to get as much money on that second contract as much maybe as he thinks. But the Jets need to do whatever is humanly possible to increase the odds of coaching around the albatross and playing around Robert Saleh. And the more talent you have, and more specifically, the more talent that you have that is in synced up with Aaron Rodgers. Everybody benefits.
Yeah, I thought they already had the most talented roster in the league.
Yeah, but forget about that. So we could get cute all day. Davante Adams is a superstar who loves playing with Rodgers.
Understood.
And Rodgers understands him. Vice versa.
So they'll be even more talented. They're not going to win.
No, but I understand. But
can they run the football?
Sal.
No. Can they stop the run? No. Do they have a good head coach who has any clue of what he's doing? No. So, like, I get on paper, BT, the excitement that Jets fans would have with Davante Adams. The problem is this isn't your fantasy football team. This is reality. It's reality. And that is not going to make the Jets a winning football team.
It's going to make it. Listen, if Davante Adams is on the field this past week, I can't prove this. This is just my opinion. They're 3-1, and you start from there because guys are running the wrong routes. I mean, really, Mike Williams, who wasn't even here a year ago, seems to have a better clue than Garrett Wilson does. I know Devontae Adams is going to run the right route.
All I heard was Garrett Wilson. How great! And by the way, I love Garrett Wilson. I thought he was going to be great.
But that's he's a little overrated so far.
Okay, well, what about Breece Hall? And one of the, oh, the best running back duo in the league.
Yeah, but now we're getting into different stuff.
Yeah, but those things matter.
I understand that, but they'll be less important if Devontae's here.
Well, how have the Raiders been with Devontae Adams?
They don't have Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, come on.
They don't have...
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Packers had Aaron Rodgers at the end with Devontae Adams. How'd that work out?
They didn't have the Jets defense.
No, again, and we're back to now the Jets defense.
Well, but that's part of the equation.
It's so overrated. It's sickening. Like, I'm actually so tired of hearing about this big, bad Jets defense for 2 years who've accomplished nothing. Look, you want the Jets to go out there and get Devontae Adams? Go do it. Just like Dalvin Cook last year. Yeah, go get Dalvin Cook.
So let me ask you this.
And
so
what's that going to do? Nothing.
Well, Dalvin Cook was fried.
Yeah,
we should
you didn't
have known
say that at the time.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't think Devontae Adams is fried. And if he is, we'll find out what he gets. I'll take that chance.
It's just a point that this is not the way you build a team properly.
I don't disagree. I really don't. But the other option is to do nothing. And that's not very enticing to me right now based on the way they look so far. So if you're, Sal, you're Joe Douglas, right?
Yeah. What are you giving up to get him? I don't even know what that is.
I could get to that in a moment. Let's just, because you don't seem to be interested in this at all. So if you're Joe Douglas, Raiders call you, no interest?
It's not that
are you going to make the trade or no?
It's not that I'm not interested.
Okay.
It's that I don't think it's going to be remotely close to being as impactful as everybody would like it to be.
Will it make them better?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
It's not going to make them better?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because all the problems they have aren't going to get fixed by adding a skill position
player. No, but some of them might. And if some of those were addressed on Sunday, they're 3-1 instead of 2-2.
They didn't lose.
I can't overstate how many guys are running the wrong routes.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I just want somebody who knows where to run.
Right, well, but the coach is a big part of that. Like, again,
I'm making the trade. Yeah. The Raiders are obviously open to trading him. The Jets need players. I know that sounds nuts because we think that they have a lot of talent. I'm making the trade.
But that's kind of my point.
I got a 2-year window I'm trying to win.
Yeah.
That's it.
Understood. And I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, in theory, this is their window. Go do whatever you can. Excuse me. Go do whatever you can to get over the hump with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but it's not going to work.
Well, so you don't know. How do you know that?
Because it's not working now.
Okay, but Devontae's not here now.
Right. No, but...
That's the point.
BT, he's a wide receiver. Like, I heard the same story about the defense last year. Then I heard, well, it was because Aaron Rodgers. All he needs is Aaron Rodgers. Then I watched Aaron Rodgers this year. They're 2-2. They just lost the game at home to Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. And you're going to say it's because they didn't have Devontae Adams?
No.
It's because they can't run the football, because they have no discipline, because they have a head coach who is clueless. Do I need to go on?
These are all things we agree on.
A defense who is overrated.
What I'm trying to do is minimize the head coach's influence. And the more stars you have, I think the less he can mess up.
Right.
I'm not saying it's the best approach, Sal. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. And by the way, you just keep band-aiding this thing. I understand.
Well, that's what it is.
It usually doesn't work in the NFL. That's why I'm not really disagreeing. But where you and I do split off is I'm willing to take the chance.
Understood. And I'm not saying that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying that.
Look, come on, get him in here. Joe, you can't stop now, Joe.
Well, you don't know what it's going to take to get him, first of all.
I don't care. Yeah, it's not going to take a first-round pick because he's not young.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a different story if you don't have to give a first-round pick. And I'm not saying I wouldn't take the chance to bring him in. What I'm saying is that's not the move that's going to fix him. So go ahead, do it. Great. I mean, are they going to be better with Devontae? You'd think, but I don't think enough. Like, that to me does not move the needle. The Jets still don't have a foundation. Their foundation is cracked. So you can build great stuff on top of it. And, oh, look at this shiny wall or picture that we put up. Yeah, but your foundation is cracked, meaning you need a new house. The Jets need a new house, not a shiny object to hang out front. Devontae Adams is the wreath. Yeah, it's great to think about pairing Rodgers and Devontae. I get it. It's exciting for your fantasy teams, and the Jets have another skill position player. I heard the same thing about Breece Hall, and he's the best running back in the league. Then you watch him in a game where they needed a freaking yard, and he can't get one.
Not his fault.
And Adam's not going to help that either. The offensive line's going backwards. What's Adams going to do?
By the way,
the Jets are so bad, they can't even take advantage of Devontae Adams' talent.
Nobody one sec, Hoff, I got you. Nobody wants to hear this, and I don't even want to hear this, trust me. But, you know, you lose to Bo Nix, and you lose in the rain, and in a horrendous fashion, 15. We know what happened, right? That Broncos defense is really, really good. I know that nobody wants to hear that now. You're not playing the Broncos defense every week, you know, so... I'm going to load up and I'm going to take a swing. Hoff, what do you want to add? Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, a couple things. Like, first of all, can we figure out the Hassan Reddick thing first? I mean, we're sitting about
here. Get him too.
Well, no, but we're talking
about everybody.
That would be more important.
He's not here.
I understand.
And why? So, that being said, why do I trust the Devontae Adams thing? Why do I trust that the Jets are going to do the right thing to bring in Devontae Adams? I think that you're putting too many Band-Aids on. This team is going to be a mess in a year again. We're going to be back to everyone's fired, no quarterback.
Yeah, no, I understand
and we're scratching
that.
Who, you
I admit
what?
That, though. I eyes wide open, guys. Eyes wide open. No, they're not kicking this down the road too far. It is Hail Mary time. You're 2-2. Vikings are a lot better than we thought. Here come the Bills. You got tough sledding here. You got to win. You know, there's only so many weeks to make a trade. Sign Hassan Reddick, crack, give him whatever he wants. I don't care. Trade for Devontae Adams, take a swing. Maybe it works out. And you know what? If it doesn't, we'll be back to the rubble that is so many other Jet seasons. I've been there before.
Which one do you think is more instrumental to their success, Reddick or Adams?
I would say probably Reddick.
Me too. I mean,
but I wish Reddick stopped the run. He doesn't, and that's where they're really more vulnerable. So. Listen, I
get it.
I admit, I'm scratching my head here. I am like, I hate building teams this way, but they put themselves in this position.
Fair enough.
He's 40. They gave him the keys to the franchise. There's been rumors out there forever, going back to when they were playing golf this summer. Devontae Adams, Jets. Like, this isn't new. There's been smoke around this relationship forever. I believe he's going to be dealt. And if the Jets aren't in on this, they're idiots. They're dumber than I thought. You got to be in on it.
We'll see how this plays out, boy. Another layer to the whole thing.
Oh, jeez.
Be curious to see how many teams are involved in and what he actually ends up going for in the event that he does get traded.
Oh, my God.